This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Kicking off hour number two. You can call in and join us toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Roger,
and Chris.
And we're going to go back to the phones where we've got Vernon calling in from New Orleans. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello, Vernon.
Vernon in New Orleans.
Hello,
There you are. How are you? Go ahead, right. Vernon.
Yesterday, y'all had, I know y'all weren't on the show yesterday, but yesterday, y'all had someone call in, and they were talking about how you should retaliate against a police officer and at what point. What would it be considered self-defense? And Ian kept pressing him on when that point was. And so he was like, if the guy gets out and there's blue lights on, should you retaliate against that police officer with violence? Like, for instance, shooting the police officer or something. And the gentleman would not give a straight yes or no answer. It was kind of like this really complex answer. And so I don't know if any crazy people were listening yesterday, and I don't even know if they'd be listening again today. But if they are, I just wanted to make sure that everyone understood that if you choose to commit violence against a police officer, or if you choose to do anything like that, you're going to go to jail for the rest of the life, no matter what state you're in. And it's
Make it to jail.
Right. And you shouldn't. Exactly. I mean, at that point, if you're pulling out a gun on somebody just because they've got lights in your rearview mirror,
right,
you are the one who is taking that beyond the level of violence that needs to be taken at that point.
Absolutely.
If your life is in danger, it's a different story.
What are those libertarian types called? I know there's a stereotypical name for them where they believe that any violence against the state is justified.
There are people that believe that.
Yeah. I don't know if it's an exact... I don't know if there's a specific name for them,
but there are people that do believe that.
Morons, that's what I would call them. There are literally people that believe that a meter maid could violently be attacked if they try to give you a ticket
There are some people that would go so far as to say that by the very nature of putting on the meter maid uniform,
right,
that they are committing, at least threatening to commit violence because they're going to put a ticket on somebody's car.
But you're talking
and if
about
the person doesn't pay the $5 or $10, then they're required to go to court. And if they don't go to court, then there's a bench warrant. And then step after step after step, at some point there's going to be somebody that comes and forcefully throws them in jail. And so therefore, you know, ultimate violence at the beginning, and it totally goes away from the concept of proportionality.
Right, right. And that's exactly where I was going with that, is the proportionality of violence. You know, if somebody's giving you a $5 ticket, there is no moral reason for you to violently act out to stop that.
Right.
Period.
Right.
And I don't know. And a lot of people do think that because somebody who said they were libertarian says that, so thereby all libertarians believe that. I can tell you libertarianism, from my experience, is as nuanced as any other political belief, any other philosophical belief. And you're going to have people that come down on many sides of almost every issue. So I can only speak for myself. You know, I can say that does not seem proportional to me. I would never do that. And it actually seems like it would put myself at much higher risk because the police can shoot me legally.
What's going to happen is you're going to end up like John Singer, who was a Mormon homeschooler in the late 70s, who ended up dead because he finally, you know, had a standoff with the police because they had, you know, given him bench warrants. He refused to go and all of these things. They finally came to his home to get him. He was in a standoff with them for quite some time, and now he's dead. His wife and kids had to go on without him and live without him, because he made a boneheaded move, period.
Right. I'm going to make my point.
Right. You know, make your point.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, make your point to the point where you don't die, and then it may have more weight. Just saying.
And you don't risk other people's lives. Go ahead.
How do you effectively do that, though? Let's say you do believe in that, but, yeah, you want to be nonviolent, so you do see the blue lights behind you, and you'd like to do some form of protest. Is that where, you know, you break up the video camera, you break up the audio recorder, you don't cooperate? I mean, you all are more libertarian. I'm on the more progressive side, so I'm always learning.
I would say look at Gandhi and Martin Luther King. They both did wonderful jobs of peaceful non-resistance.
Yeah, the salt issue with Gandhi, for example, where they got hundreds of people to go and collect salt from the ocean, but which was deemed illegal. You know, they did that very peacefully. It was a peaceful protest. Ended up drawing major attention to the issue.
What would be a good example, though, with that individual officer? Like just instead of reaching for your gun or your knife or whatever, what would be a good example of what to do if you're in that situation and you want to protest, but you don't want to be violent?
Well, what I do is I generally, you know, call them a road pirate and tell them that, you know, try to explain to them that what they're doing to me is they're stealing money from me for harming no one. Yeah. And I tried to explain that to them. Now, is that going to get through to your average police officer? Of course not. The average officer isn't ever going to get that.
And there are a lot of theories, and Vernon, thank you for the call. There are a lot of theories that people have on how you should handle interaction with the police. So there's the one school of thought that there's, you know, the meme that floats around, how to talk to police. Don't. Well,
that can get you in just as much trouble.
Or more, because the Supreme Court ruled about, 4 or 5 years ago that you must exercise your First Amendment right before invoking your right to remain silent.
Right.
So you must, in some kind of manner, inform. It could be on a...
That's true. Yeah,
it could be written down, because not everybody is able to speak. But you must inform in some manner the police officer that you are invoking your right to remain silent. So that's one way to peacefully non-cooperate.
Mm-hmm.
So write down, I am invoking my right to remain silent. I will not be saying anything. Some people refuse to show identification, and then that gets you into a whole other set of problems.
And it depends on what you're doing. If you're driving, in most states, you have to present identification. In a lot of states, if you're just walking down the street, you still have to show identification, which is a crying shame.
Which, to me, brings me to my top recommendation for doing civil disobedience regarding police officers. Understand the laws in your jurisdiction.
Right.
Because you're going to find out that there are these little surprising things that may exist, rights that you may not be aware of because you've never looked into it.
Right.
And if you do,
most
police officers haven't either.
Well, I was going to say, most of the people that wind up saying, how to interact with police, don't. They have no clue what any of the case law is. They don't have any clue what any of the statutes are. They don't know what any of the ordinances are. They don't know that in most of the country there are stop and identify laws to where if a police officer stops you for any reason, then they can, you know, it might not be you have to provide a government-issued ID card, but you do at least have to inform them of your name at the very least.
Right.
Otherwise, they can get you for some kind of failure to identify
or obstructing
a government investigation, or there's any number of things that they can charge you with. And there are a lot of people, because people know that Daryl likes to read laws and statutes and such. People will ask me, Daryl, can the police blah, blah, blah? And my response, 99.9 times out of 100, is, oh, they can. It's whether or not a judge agrees they can.
Right. Right. Because the judges are the ones who interpret all of these laws handed down by the legislature, and they can really interpret it however they want.
Right.
Now, of course, you can appeal that and appeal it and appeal it till you're blue in the face.
Or going back to the situation that we opened the show with, the Stormy Daniels arrest.
Right.
Where she got arrested, and then the next morning, which was today, they actually wound up, we made a mistake dropping all the charges.
Well, and I'm
but that doesn't undo the arrest.
Right.
That doesn't undo the possible night that she spent in the Columbus prison.
And legal fees. Promotion and not being able to do her show again the next night.
Yeah.
You know?
They can do what they want. It's whether it holds up in court. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, Sesta Fosta back in the news. We'll tell you about it here on Free Talk Live.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
Roger.
And Chris.
And before the show tonight, me and Roger had supper together, and we used cryptocurrency. But one thing that we did not do was leave a crypto tip.
No.
Which is something that you can actually do. And, well, if you head over to CryptoTip.org, well, they actually have the ideal outreach tool there to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to your service provider, preferably in addition to a good cash tip, which I know I did leave. And then when the server scans the QR code, it will bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and then it allows them to claim the crypto tip. If you don't claim the crypto, or rather if they don't claim the crypto, then you wind up getting refunded. So the old school way of doing this, and Chris, I know that you were familiar with cryptocurrency back like when it first came out, to where people would give out paper wallets.
When the dinosaurs were on the air.
Yeah, when I bounced Satoshi on my knee, you know, when I was reading him stories about...
No, because I remember the paper wallets where it had the private key, the public key, and people would just give those out. But then if somebody didn't ever redeem off of that paper wallet, well,
you lost it.
There are probably hundreds of thousands of dollars of Bitcoin just floating around on paper wallets that never got redeemed, that got sent through a shredder. Well, with CryptoTip, if it is unredeemed after a specified period of time, that crypto comes back to you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got all of the advantages of a paper wallet, but none of the negatives. CryptoTip.org. Again, these things are business card size. They're printable cryptocurrency tips that you can wind up giving out to various servers, whether it be the wait staff at a restaurant, say your mechanic, your barber.
Or give some to me.
Or... yeah, you could, you know,
you could tip us.
You could physically mail a crypto tip to Roger if you knew his address. Currently, it's a Dash-only crypto, but they, I believe, are working to add more in the future. CryptoTip.org. So we said that we were going to talk about Sesta Fosta because, well, it's back in the news. And, of course, your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. Article here coming from Tech Dirt. Prior to the passage of Sesta Fosta, they say, we pointed out that contrary to the claims of the bill's supporters, it would almost certainly make law enforcement's job much more difficult and thus actively would help human traffickers, the exact thing that it was meant to stop. The key, no matter what you think of Backpage, it cooperated with law enforcement, and law enforcement was able to use it to track down traffickers using online services like Backpage. But in May, TechDirt says, we noted that police were starting to realize that there was a problem here, and it appears that's continuing. Over in Indianapolis, the police have just arrested their first pimp in 2018, and it involves an undercover cop being approached by the pimp. The reporter asks why there have been so few arrests, and police point their fingers right back to the shutdown of Backpage. Chris, I'm fairly certain we covered Backpage at least once while you were on the show.
Sure.
Roger, you're familiar of what it was.
I am, yeah.
Not saying that either of you or
I have ever actually used Backpage, but not for that specific reason.
Yeah, but it had a vibrant, I would say, personals section.
I would assume so, based on what I understand.
It was like Craigslist, but didn't necessarily have as many lawn cleaning services, if you will.
Well, maybe that's the one that I've been on was Craigslist.
Yeah. But Craigslist, in addition to what you're used to seeing on Craigslist, also has a section called Casual Connections and...
Casual Encounters.
There we go.
Used to have.
There we go.
They also used to have a personal section.
Right. But the point being is people would, you know, if you were looking for somebody to have some fun with, you could post it up there. There was nothing coercive.
You wanted to find a snuggle buddy.
Right. There was nothing coercive about it. You could voluntarily do it. Nobody made anybody, you know, follow through and click on your ad or call you. And
it kept them off the street, which, let's be honest, probably saved hundreds or thousands of lives or beatings or who knows what by keeping that off the street.
Well, and it probably reduced, if you were morally opposed to the idea of prostitution, it probably reduced the amount of prostitution going on, if you were morally opposed to it. simply because people could find others with like interests.
Right.
And you just, you know, it's a shame. And the thing is, yeah, we all look at this and we go, well, this actually provided beneficial services.
Sure. Right. And, you know, whenever prostitution is brought up, I always ask the question, and thus far nobody has been able to answer this question with anything other than there isn't one. What is the moral and ethical difference between prostitution and a one-night stand?
The payment.
Yes.
That's neither moral nor ethical.
But let's be honest.
For some people it is.
But how many times have you taken a woman on a date and paid for her dinner and her movie just to take her back home? It's the same thing. You're paying for services.
No, I would argue that in the long term, prostitution is much more affordable.
Yeah. Continuing on with the article here from TechDirt, the cases, according to Sergeant John Daggy, an undercover officer with the Indianapolis Metro Police Department's Vice Unit, it's just dried up. The reason for that is pretty simple. The feds closed the police's best source for leads, the online personal site, Backpage. Daggy says, we've been a little bit blinded lately because they shut down Backpage. I get the reasoning behind it and the ethics behind it. However, it has blinded us. We used to look at Backpage as a trap for human traffickers and pimps.
So it took something that was in the black market and put it even further into the shadows.
Right.
So now human traffickers are, you know, basically able to hide even better. Because Backpage did have algorithms built into their stuff, and they did turn in many human traffickers to police officers, and now they're not doing that.
The people that are victims of human trafficking are having a harder time letting people know that they're victims because the algorithms and the keywords that would be used by somebody trying to let someone know that they're a victim, well, those would be words similar to what would be used in the ads, and so it's harder for them to actually get help.
Right,
yeah.
So this has done the complete opposite.
Imagine that.
TechDirt says, just as we noted, Backpage was an incredibly useful tool for police to find human traffickers and pimps, and thanks to the do-gooders insisting that Backpage was to blame, now Backpage is gone and the police can't find the traffickers or the pimps anymore. This does not seem like the way to stop trafficking. It seems like the way to make it more difficult for law enforcement to stop it.
No. What this means is that now that this has gone into effect, we need more laws. We need more intrusive surveillance. We need to
make prostitution more illegal.
Exactly. We do that, too. That way we can come up with all sorts of new ways so we can finally stamp out the world's oldest.
Because it works with 20,000 gun laws in the country.
Exactly.
What's the difference between a prostitute and a politician? Prostitutes are upfront about what they're willing to do for money.
Your
calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News.
FBI agent Peter Strzok told House lawmakers that his political biases never affected his work. He was also asked by Congressman Bob Goodlatte about some of those texts that he sent to FBI agent Lisa Page.
On August 26, 2016, you texted Ms. Page, quote, just went to a Southern Virginia Walmart. I could smell the Trump support and smell is in capital letters, all capital letters. What I meant by that was living in Northern Virginia, having traveled 100 and 150 miles south within the same state, I was struck by the extraordinary difference in the expression of political opinion and belief amongst the community there.
And you described that as smell in capital letters.
Sir, that was a choice of the quick choice of words in a text.
All right. The Justice Department today filed an appeal to a federal judge's decision to approve the $85 billion AT&T Time Warner merger. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is how you can call in to join us. But maybe you just want to interact with other listeners and sometimes interact with the host. Well, that's what the Discord is for. Chris, you're in the Discord. I don't know if you're in there this exact second, but you know all about this thing. So
this thing called Discord.
Yeah.
So we do a Discord server, and that allows you to sign up and join various different chat rooms. The ones that are busiest during our show hours, of course, are ones that say things like Free Talk Live. But there's also chat rooms like cryptocurrency and gaming and things like that that you can go into and chat with fellow fans of the show, and you'll talk to hosts too. I've been in there kind of all night, off and on, just to
and there's also an audio chat to where you can verbally chat with other listeners, and you can actually call in using the on-air call-in line on the Discord, discord.lrn.fm. Now, one thing, as far as I am aware, there are not personal ads in any of the Discord chats. But that's something that used to be put up on Backpage before the federal government took Backpage down, because the claim was we have to take down Backpage to prevent sex trafficking. Well, police are saying that by Backpage being taken down by the federal government, it's making their job harder. Sergeant John Daggy of the Indianapolis Metro Police Department says, quote, with Backpage, we would subpoena the ads, and it would tell a lot of the story. Also, with the ads, we would
catch our victims at a hotel room, which would give us a crime scene. There's a ton of evidence at a crime scene. Now, with Backpage gone, we're getting late reports of them, and we don't have much to go by.
Yeah, and what this is called, kids, for those of you listening at home, is called an unintended consequence. When the government does something like this, they are going to solve some problem with society by coming up with something even more draconian than what they already do. Like in this case, you know, we're going to stop sex trafficking and prostitution by going after Backpage through these laws that cover way more than Backpage. There are implications across the board. We haven't even talked about that. This is bad legislation, and the very thing that it's supposed to solve, it is making worse.
Well, they're not helping anybody with this. They're actually making it more dangerous for more people than they're you know, obviously trying to help. I mean, you're not helping anybody other than putting people on the street. And we all know that prostitution on the street brings about certain negative connotations. It brings about people that you can't vet because you're just meeting them on the street. You're bringing about violence. You're bringing about drugs. You're bringing about a lot of things that may or may not be associated with doing it online, where you're just going to somebody's apartment after you've been able to vet them.
Right, or meeting in a public place and then going to a hotel room in that. You know, there's all sorts of things. And whether you agree or not that prostitution should be legal or illegal, the statistics are against you if you feel that it should be completely illegal. When you look at the number of STDs that are coming out of places that have legalized prostitution and, you know, health check requirements and things like that, it pales comparison to what happens on the street. There's no oversight, and there's not even personal oversight, you know?
Well, the counties in Nevada, for example, that actually allow it to be legal, they do require some pretty stringent regulations.
Health checks.
Health checks, you know, obviously STD checks and those sorts of things, which, I mean, you know, let's be honest, even if that were not the case, if government were not involved, if you're a responsible provider of escort services, you're going to do those kind of things for yourself anyway because you want to know.
Yeah. I just had an idea.
It would be bad business not to.
Right.
I just want to give
all your customers STDs.
Right. So all of the bars that have singles night, they should wind up requiring that everybody that enters the bar wind up undergoing health screenings before being allowed into the bar for singles night, because somebody might wind up hooking up with somebody, and then the bar would be liable for the spread of an STI.
I'm going to go one better, Daryl. I'm going to create the most popular singles night on the planet, because saying that there's a $50 cover, unless you bring in a one-week-old STD test, if you do that, you get in for free.
Interesting.
See? Huh? Yeah. See what I did there, Daryl?
And see, you don't need the government to come up with these great ideas.
Right.
You can come up with them on your own.
Yeah.
Continuing on here with the article from TechDirt, Sergeant John Daggy has to admit that he used to complain about Backpage and then realized how useful of a tool it actually was to police. Quote, shortly after Indianapolis hosted the Super Bowl, Daggy was invited to give a presentation at the Conference of Attorneys General. Daggy says, I was bad-mouthing Backpage big time because, you know, we were getting all of our arrests off there. We made over 60 arrests and caught 4 human trafficking cases during the Super Bowl.
Wow.
After he presented, Daggy says the website's lawyers came up to speak to him. She came up and said to me, you know, if we shut down, the ads will go offshore and someone else will pick them up.
Of course.
That's when Daggy started viewing Backpage as a trap, a useful tool for police trying to find victims who rarely self-report and perpetrators who rarely come out into the open. The author of this article says, of course, I'm still waiting to hear about all those people who supported Sesta Fosta, who, what they have to say about this. Where's Amy Schumer, who put out a PSA in favor of Sesta Fosta, now that police are admitting that it's putting women's lives at risk and they're no longer able to track down and stop the traffickers? Where are all the moralizing people who just happen to also be magically connected to the Hollywood studios, who have always wanted to attack CDA 230, but suddenly found a cause to use in saying they need to open up CDA 230 to stop sex trafficking? You guys made a problem much, much
worse.
And of course they did. And that's the issue. I mean, Chris talked about unintended consequences earlier, and that's exactly what we're looking at here. They tried to solve a problem. They made a problem much worse. Now there are human traffickers out there who are literally kidnapping people, forcing them to provide the service. They're not giving them any of the proceeds from it. They're oftentimes being abused, being beaten, being, you know, kept drugged so that they, you know, provide their services without you know, fighting. And, you know, it's absolutely disgusting what's happened here. Backpage, right, as far as I'm concerned, right, is a hero.
CDA 230 that was referenced is Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act that says, no provider or user of an interactive computer service shall be treated as the publisher or speaker of any information provided by another information content provider. But Sesta Fosta wound up saying, yeah, that doesn't really mean what we said, and any website or other computer service that allows a user to connect to information through a server, which basically anything, whether it be a cell phone application, a decentralized blockchain technology,
Facebook,
or a website.
Facebook,
if
Twitter.
If five or more people post something that can be construed as an ad for prostitution, the operator of that website is alleged to be involved in sex trafficking, even if all five of those ads are by people who are completely 100% voluntarily posting the ads.
Wow. Right. That's insanity.
Yeah. Yes.
But, and that's why, you know, I'm happy to see the Electronic Freedom Foundation come down on this. Yeah. I mean, they just filed a suit on behalf of a number of, I'll have to see if I can find that article, filed a suit on a couple. Let me see. On behalf of the Internet Archive, Human Rights Watch, and the Woodhull Foundation, Freedom Foundation, seeking to have the law just declared unconstitutional and seeking to have an injunction against it enforced. This law is bad, and that's the thing. We're just finally talking about some of the other unintended consequences, and that's making virtually anyone who runs any website or any Internet service potentially liable under this law, and it's insane. You cannot run a business online with and be completely responsible for everything said by every one of your users.
It's and insane. We've got news on that EFF lawsuit we'll tell you about, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about Cesta FOSTA, which is the absolute horrible pieces of legislation that were combined into one piece of legislation that is intended to fight online sex trafficking. But as we just heard, police in Indianapolis saying it's actually wound up making their job more difficult. And Chris, you mentioned the EFF has actually sued to overturn that law.
Yep. Yes. So EFF, which is the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a great organization.
Mostly. Like every now and then they'll do something that I'm like, oh, really, guys?
Sure, sure, and I'm sure.
And then they do something like this and they redeem themselves.
Exactly. We are asking, this is coming from their website, we are asking a court to declare the Allow States and Victims to Fight Online Sex Trafficking Act of 2017, or FOSTA, unconstitutional and prevent it from being enforced. The law was written so poorly that it actually criminalizes a substantial amount of protected speech, and according to experts, actually hinders efforts to prosecute sex traffickers and aid victims. In our lawsuit, two human rights organizations, an individual advocate for sex workers, a certified non-sexual massage therapist, and the Internet Archive are challenging the law as unconstitutional violations of the First and Fifth Amendments. Although the law was passed by Congress for the worthy purpose of fighting sex trafficking, its broad language makes criminals of those who advocate for and provide resources to adult consensual sex workers, and actually hinders efforts to prosecute sex traffickers and aid victims. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
So they're actually taking this before a court. I was trying to see here what court they're taking it in front of. But, you know, the EFF, of course, brings in a lot of money from donors for specifically this type of court battle. So I'm really excited to hear this.
I am, too. And they bring in a lot of money from what part of the country? Oh, let me think. Silicon Valley. Yeah.
That would make a lot of sense.
Yeah. So this may be a very well-funded
case, and I hope that they are successful in doing this. It's just, you know, and I hate to put the blame back on the ordinary guy on the street, but when government does something really stupid, frequently it's because a lot of people have said, you've got to do something.
Right.
And until we learn to quit, yeah, there ought to be a law. But until we quit asking them to do things for us, we're going to keep getting these bad laws and unintended consequences that just repeat and repeat and repeat.
Well, look, one thing that I talk about on my podcast a lot is busybodies. And that's where a lot of laws come from. Let's be honest. It's busybodies who want what they believe to be moral to be legislated and dictated to everybody else. Now, look, I have a certain set of morals. I'm by far not a libertine, and, you know, I have a certain set of morals. But I would certainly not expect Daryl or Chris to live by my morals. Now, I would want to try to persuade you to, you know, Daryl, you've lost way too much weight. You look thin. You need to gain some weight. You need to grow some, get some meat on you again.
You need a cheeseburger for dinner.
Right. But, you know, I would
I
not.
I have pork and curd fries for supper.
But I would not use the government force, the men with guns, to come to your house and shove a cheeseburger down your throat. And that's what these people are doing, is they are using men with guns to dictate their morality on others.
Right.
It's a crying shame.
I love this one quote from H.L. Mencken. This is what I have on my Twitter page. But I believe in only one thing, liberty. But I do not believe in liberty enough to want to force it upon anyone.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just, that's a great quote.
That's the point. That I understand that everybody has their own moral viewpoint. That's okay.
And that's the problem with liberty is that, you know, most people, and I was that way for a long time when I was a neocon conservative, you know, I believed in liberty for me, but not for thee. You know, I believed that what I thought was good for liberty was great for everybody, and I was the one who should decide those things, right?
Yeah.
And that's the kind of world we live in, sadly.
And to embrace liberty, you end up, you eat a lot of crow.
You do.
You know, you look at things that you've said in the past and ideas you've held, and you realize that it's not, it's about you in the sense that you should be able to do what you wish, but part of that is also allow others to live their lives the way they want to, and that may make you uncomfortable.
And it certainly does in a lot of situations, of course. I mean, I've, you know, met several people here in New Hampshire that, you know, it's like, I don't really agree with the way you live your life. But the great thing about that is I can just turn my back and walk away and not have anything to do with that person if I so choose.
Right.
And that's what makes, that's the main difference.
Yeah, and I did find on the EFF website the preliminary injunction that was filed in the District of Columbia's federal court, and they're requesting a hearing by August 1st of this year because, quote, the threat FOSTA poses to plaintiff Woodhull Foundation's ability to engage in protected online speech in connection with its annual Sexual Freedom Summit on August 2nd through 5th, as outlined in the supporting memorandum. So they're saying this needs to be heard and decided before this summit.
Oh, can I bring up one thing before I forget it? I'm against sex trafficking.
Are you?
I don't think that people should be taken against their will and enslaved as sex slaves.
Well, see, all this time I thought that you were a sex trafficker.
Right, because I'm advocating against a horrible law.
Right.
And, folks, that's the difference. When these laws happen that affect all sorts of industries, all sorts of people, indiscriminately, it's just that this broad brush because, you know, God forbid lawmakers put any actual thought into what might happen if they enact something. It's not that. It's that there are better solutions. Those solutions, unfortunately, are not found within government. They're found within the free market.
Well, and interestingly, I mean, many of these politicians probably have, you know, at least the right intention. They want to protect, you know, people from being sex trafficked. But let's be honest. A lot of these politicians are doing this for one reason and one reason alone. It's control. It's dictating morality and controlling our lives. There's probably I would hesitantly say a majority of the politicians behind this probably are just behind it because of control.
There is that, but I'll throw one out there, one more out there, and that's re-election.
Well, of course,
you know,
yes.
They'll be able
to be tough on crime,
right? And as particularly the House of Representatives, you know, hey, I came down right. I came down on the right side of I was against sex trafficking.
But let's be honest.
Remember
why do they want that re-election? Because they want that control. It goes down to control.
Yeah, all
they want to control our lives.
Roger, you win.
Well, you know, somebody's got to win.
That's all right.
Yeah, and of course, just earlier today, actually, the United States federal government on behalf of Jeff Sessions and whoever else was named as defendants filed a motion to dismiss the case, and it's a 29-page document that I have not had time to read, but I just saw that it happened because luckily there's this wonderful site called Pacer where you can go and look to see what filings are. And there's this other thing that's actually a browser plugin called Recap the Law, to where if someone has a Pacer account, they can install this plugin, and then once I view the document through my Pacer account, it will automatically be uploaded to the Internet Archive through Recap, and then anybody can view that document free of charge.
That's
because
a big deal.
Pacer charges 10 cents a page to view online documents.
Wow. Fascinating.
But the wonderful thing is if you don't go over a certain amount per quarter, then you don't actually have to pay.
Oh, that's good.
So if you're only glancing at a few cases here and there, but it's one of those really good things to where you can basically crowdsource making information freely available. Mm-hmm. And luckily, somebody had already recapped the motion to dismiss, so I was able to download the 29-page document free of charge.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, so I'm sure there's some absolutely horrible stuff written in here as far as why it should be dismissed, but it is at least good to see that things are being filed on this, and hopefully there's actually a hearing, and hopefully the EFF winds up winning, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
But will there be a fair hearing? Because the government will decide on the government law to make sure the government did what the government was supposed to do to make sure that it was correct. I mean, come on. It's not going to be a fair hearing regardless of the case.
Right.
Even if the EFF eventually wins, it's going to cost them hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars,
right,
to go through this process just to get this law overturned, maybe.
Right. And I was actually reading a New Hampshire Supreme Court decision earlier today, and one of the sentence fragments in this decision is absolutely horrible, horrible precedent. Quote, we presume legislative enactment to be constitutional.
Mm.
So they're just saying, well, because the legislature passed it, we're going to presume that it's constitutional, and right, now it's up to you, ACLU, to prove to us that it was not.
The legislature never even looks at the constitutionality of a law before they pass it.
Yeah. So they're just presuming, and hopefully the feds don't also presume, but they probably do. Hour 3 coming up next. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.